Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
It's 11 trivia questions on the Mandela Effect 2. We've done it on the show once before, but we're back again for more misremembering information. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you're brand new, here's a little bit about me. I like the board game Clue. I love Chicago-style pizza, and I am an English major. There's three new facts maybe you know or don't know about me. Those are things that just popped into my head, as they so often do. This is a trivia show. We ask trivia questions. You answer the questions. You can play along by yourself with a friend. You could write them down. You can yell them out. You could do whatever you want. And here's my friend Annabelle. What's up, Annabelle? Come on up here and say hello. Oh, you climbing up. Perfect. There she is. She's going to sit on my lap for this intro. You want to say a few words? No? She's not feeling good. She's off school today for President's Day. But she was taking a nap and she must have woke up. Is Tommy still sleeping? Okay, good. Perfect.
He started to shiver, so I put the blanket on.
He started to shiver, so you put the blanket on? That's a very sweet sister move. Nice job. We have a really fun episode for you today. It is all about the Mandela Effect, which is when mass amounts of people misremember information. For example, does Curious George have a tail? Yes or no? What do you think?
No.
No, he doesn't have a tail. Isn't that crazy that even she knew that? And for whatever reason, they never gave that monkey a tail. Another thing, like the misquoted quote from Empire Strikes Back, Luke, I am your father, is never said in the movie. He actually says, no, I'm your father. So it's fun stuff like that. And I've got 11 of those for you coming up today. Couple quick pop culture news items. If you're a big Funko Pop collector like I am, you can see a few of them on the shelf behind me. They have some new Office Funkos coming out. And those are the ones I've been collecting the most lately. Recyclops is going to be one that is available at Emerald City Comic Con and then at certain stores. That's the Dwight character Recyclops. And then they also have Pretzel Day Stanley, which you can pre-order right now on GameStop as a GameStop exclusive. I got two of those myself. Annabelle, if you're watching the video, is holding up one of her favorite magnets. Who's on that magnet, Annabelle? Elsa and Anna from Frozen. So Frozen 2, my mistake. It's very different. Frozen 2 and Frozen 1. Speaking of sequels, Knives Out is another sequel that's in the works. I talked about how I saw that movie last week, thought it was pretty good. And Rian Johnson had people tweeting ideas out for the sequel name. So Knives Out 2, No Forks Given. That one made me laugh. Two Knives, Two Out. And Blank Check, or no, Blank Check, because that is Daniel Craig's investigator name, Blank. So Blank Check would be great as an homage to one of my favorite 90s Disney movies, Blank Check. Guys, we are going to jump into today's episode on the Mandela Effect. It's 11 questions on stuff you may or may not remember. And this is the only trivia round I do where spelling and wording counts. So make sure if you're playing along at home, you're spelling stuff right. Here we go. All right, here we go with 11 questions on the Mandela Effect 2. Now, there are no Nelson Mandela-specific questions in here, but the whole idea of the Mandela Effect is named after him because people swear that he could have died in the 80s, but he didn't die until 2013. So that's where the name Mandela Effect comes from. If you want more Mandela Effect trivia, just search Trivia with Buds Mandela Effect, and you'll find our other episode we did probably about a year and a half to 2 years ago. All right, here's question number one. Remember, spelling counts. What brand of peanut butter shares part of its name with a phrase meaning quickly? Number one, what brand of peanut butter shares its name with part of its name with a phrase meaning quickly? Number one, number one. Question number two. What cartoon series from Warner Brothers was mainly produced from 1930 to 1969? Remember, spelling counts. Number two. What cartoon series from Warner Brothers was mainly produced from 1930 to 1969? Question number three, is Neil Armstrong dead or alive? Question number three, is Neil Armstrong dead or alive? Question number four, what question does the evil queen ask her reflection in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Need the full sentence, and especially that first word. Number four, what question does the evil queen ask her reflection in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Number four, number four. Question number five, what is the best-selling brand of household odor eliminators manufactured by Procter & Gamble? Number five, what is the best-selling brand of household odor eliminators manufactured by Procter & Gamble? Question number six, does Fruit of the Loom and its logo feature a cornucopia? Yes or no? Is there a cornucopia in the Fruit of the Loom logo? Yes or no? Number seven, what brand of shoes use the slogan, "It's the S"? What brand of shoes use the slogan, "It's the S"? And question number eight, what would you call an Oreo with twice the amount of normal cream? Number eight, what would you call an Oreo with twice the amount of normal cream? Number eight. Question number nine, what cartoon series features characters named Pebbles and Bam Bam? Number nine, what cartoon series features characters named Pebbles and Bam Bam? Two questions left in this memory quiz. Here's number 10. What does Hannibal Lecter say when he first meets Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs? Is it nice to meet you? Hello, Clarice. Good morning. Or Agent Starling? Hello. Here's those choices again. What does Hannibal say to Clarice right away when he meets her? Is it nice to meet you? Hello, Clarice. Good morning. Agent Starling, hello. What do you think of those four choices? And question number 11. For 2 points, what is the name of the character who tells you, remember, only you can prevent forest fires? Number 11. For 2 points, what is the name of the character who tells you only you can prevent forest fires? Those are all 11 questions for today's Mandela Effect 2 round. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We're back with the answers to Mandela Effect 2. How did you do on this round? I hope you did pretty well. You're about to learn some stuff if you didn't. Here's question number one. What brand of peanut butter shares part of its name with a phrase meaning quickly? The answer there was Jif, J-I-F. And the confusion here comes because sometimes people will put Jiffy for this one, like I'll be back in a jiffy. And what they're doing, I read, is they're combining Jif and Skippy, another brand of peanut butter, and thinking it's Jiffy. So Jif is the answer there. Also, Jif is how you're supposed to pronounce GIF. If you send somebody like an animated GIF, I refuse to do it. But that's what you're supposed to say, I think. Number two, what cartoon series from Warner Brothers was mainly produced from 1930 to 1969? That was Looney Tunes, but Looney Tunes is spelled L-O-O-N-E-Y. T-U-N-E-S. So it's spelled kind of goofy, or loony, you might say. Number three, is Neil Armstrong dead or alive? Neil Armstrong is dead. Unfortunately, one of the moonwalkers is gone. But I asked people on Instagram, and it was 60-40 that they thought he was still alive in a poll that I ran on Instagram stories. So he is not with us anymore. Neil Armstrong, RIP. Number four, what question does the Evil Queen ask her reflection in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Magic mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all? So that's misquoted as mirror, mirror on the wall from years and years of misquoting. But she actually says magic mirror. And I watched the clip when I wrote these questions, and I was like, how about that? Because I had never thought that. Number five, what is the best-selling brand of household odor eliminators manufactured by Procter & Gamble? The answer there was Febreze, but the spelling might confuse you. It's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E, so Febreze, which I don't think is a real word, but maybe I'm wrong. Number six, does the Fruit of the Loom logo feature a cornucopia, yes or no? The answer there is no, although you can imagine that there might be one, like a horn of plenty, as they call it, right in the middle of that logo, spilling out all the fruit and things. But it is just a pile of fruit, no cornucopia. Number seven, what brand of shoes used the slogan, it's the S? The answer there was Skechers, but Skechers is spelled S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S, Skechers. So no T in the middle, as people will often write. Number eight, what would you call an Oreo? A twice the amount of normal cream. Besides delicious, it is a double stuff Oreo, but stuff is spelled with one F. I don't know why they do this stuff. I guess it's so you try and remember it. You're like, why is that one F? And then it gets you to talk about it. I guess that's the only thing I can think of. But yeah, it's double stuff with one F, which is strange. Number nine, what cartoon series features characters named Pebbles and Bam Bam? The answer there was the Flintstones, commonly misspelled and said as the Flintstones. So make sure there's a T for the word flint and then stones. And flint is the stone that you would click together to try and make fire back in the day. Number 10, what does Hannibal Lecter say when he first meets Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs? A lot of people would put, hello, Clarice, but he never says that in the movie. I don't know why that got concocted and misquoted and re-said, but it did. He just says, good morning. Good morning was the answer there. Good morning when she first walks up with some ominous music, of course, for her first eyesight of Hannibal Lecter. And number 11 for 2 points, what is the name of the character who tells you, remember, only you can prevent forest fires? It is Smokey Bear, not to be confused with Smokey the Bear. So no the between Smokey and Bear. You could look it up and see that that is the case. My wife said she looked it up and the was added for some song back in the day. They were trying to teach kids in like the 60s. So it was like Smokey the Bear or something, but in proper lore of that character, otherwise never has a the between Smokey and Bear. That is it, guys. Thank you for watching and listening to today's episode. If you want more, hit subscribe so you never miss a new episode because they come out every single day. And you never know who's going to show up an episode, like my sick daughter Annabelle today, popping in the intro. Annabelle, thanks for being on the show. She politely just kind of gave me a thumbs up. Oh, you coming over here? Want to say bye to everybody? Climb up there. Perfect. Just give it a wave. Whoa, boy. You going to sit here while we finish up? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. We're falling down. Okay. What am I reading now? You were just reading. What were you reading? A Rapunzel book?
No, a Barbie princess book.
Barbie princess book. I am reading a book called Return to Fear Street, The Wrong Girl. So far, so good. It's a little lame. It's another jump into my rereading of Fear Street books. But this one came out a couple years ago, 2018, I believe. So I thought it might be good. I'm about halfway through and not too much has happened so far. But that is the case with a lot of these YA books. I also just started a Western thriller called The Peaceful Valley Crime Wave. And the guy on the cover looked like Sam Elliott. So I figured that's probably pretty good. What are you reading and what should I read next? Send me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or interact with me on social media at ryanbuds. It's time for one more question called The Question of the Day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Your question is, what documentary filmmaker wrote a book called Stupid White Men? Who wrote that book? Send me your answer at ryanbuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's Question of the Day answer was Bernie Madoff. And your trivia team name of today is Put Up Your Daisy Dukes. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers. Can you say cheers? Yeah. Cheers. Bye.